Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to the podcast. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, if you're an OG listener, you already know the vibes, okay? Hey, girl. Hey, hey, boy. Hey, what's poppin'? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. Hi, my loves, future DeAndre here. I wanted to interrupt this episode to talk to y'all about something super exciting. So I'm actually starting to plan the first ever Manifest Daily group trip. I'm talking wellness, retreat, vacation, community vibes, like all the things that we would expect, the things that I would expect for the first ever Manifest Daily group trip. And I need your help. So I need to figure out where y'all want to go. I need to figure out what y'all want to do on this trip. And also, most importantly, what your budget is for a trip. So I have a survey that I need you guys to fill out. It's super short. It's asking you literally the things I just mentioned. So where do you want to go? What kind of things do you want to do? What your budget looks like? What time do you want to go? All that kind of stuff. And I'm going to have that survey linked in the show notes of this episode. The survey is also going to be linked over on Instagram in my bio. So if you saw my Instagram post I did a couple of days ago, you may have already taken the survey. If you did, thank you. Your feedback is very, very, very much appreciated. But I just want to make sure that we have enough of an interest in something like this for us to actually pull off the trip and do it. So if you are thinking about traveling, and just to give you all a heads up, this is something that's going to most likely, I would say like 99.9% be in 2024. So, you know, if the coin's not there right yet, you know, for a trip this year, totally understand, because my coin ain't there for a trip this year either, girl. So we talk about next year, you'll have time to actually save up for it. We'll do payment plans, all that good stuff. But I just want to see if y'all are interested in the first place. So go ahead and take the survey. Like I said, it's going to be linked in the show notes. It's going to be linked in my Instagram bio. And yeah, just let me know where y'all want to go, what y'all want to do, all the things. So let's go ahead and like dive back into the episode. And yeah, DM me if you have any questions, but I'm super, super excited for this. And I hope y'all are too. My loves, before we dive into this episode, let me just say, I'm looking out my window right now and I see the garbage truck roll up. It is Wednesday. What is going on? Garbage day is Monday around here. So I'm very perplexed, confused, concerned, if you will, that the garbage truck has pulled up. And what it's giving is very much noise. So if y'all hear something in the background that sounds like a garbage truck, it is a garbage truck. I don't know why it's here. But anywho, my loves, I am so excited for today's episode because it's one of my impromptu ideas. And I love when I get these like random ideas as I'm going about life and living my days. And I decide to turn it into an episode where hopefully y'all get some value out of it. But also I get value out of just like reflecting on the particular topic for the episode. So I was at the gym this morning and I was on the treadmill. I decided to do a bit of like a cardio, like low impact cardio. So I was doing a bit of an incline walk / abs or core day today. And I was doing my walking piece and I remember just kind of thinking about my morning routine and how I'd done an episode, I think it was a few months back, I want to say maybe October, November, possibly September, where I did kind of like an ASMR fall morning routine. I almost said video, but this is definitely a podcast episode, which I hope y'all enjoyed that one. I really liked recording that and I hope to do something like that again, maybe a night routine one if y'all are interested. But I was like thinking about my routine and thinking about how there are some things within my morning routine that, you know, in this new year, I really want to dedicate time, energy, and focus to optimizing. And as I was thinking about that, there goes the garbage truck. Girl, anyways, as I was thinking about that, I was like, let's turn this into a podcast episode. So here we are. Today's episode is going to be me talking about overhauling my morning routine. And I'm going to walk through three different, I guess, parts of what this process looked like for me. And all of this, like I said, I did as I was walking uphill on the treadmill. I get so inspired sometimes when I'm like in the shower or on the treadmill. Like those two times, you won't catch me getting some downloads, girl. I'm going to be getting me some ideas. And this one, I think, is a good one. I want to talk about three different buckets for my morning routine. And the three different buckets are going to be things that I want to keep doing, things that I want to stop doing, and then things that I want to start doing or start to do consistently. So we're going to dive into those three different buckets in this episode. And I'm going to talk about some of the things that I want to, again, start doing, stop doing, and continue doing, and why I want to do all of those things. Let's start with bucket number one. And bucket number one is going to be the things that I want to keep doing. So if you've watched my videos on YouTube, I don't know if I did a morning routine video ever on YouTube. I don't think I have. But if you listen to that fall morning routine video, not video, podcast episode, then you would have kind of heard a bit about how I structure my mornings. And a huge part of my morning structure is the fact that I go to the gym. Now, I don't go to the gym every single morning, but for the most part, I try to move my body every day and I do go to the gym anywhere from 4 to 6 times per week. This is something that I want to keep doing. One, because we obviously know the benefits, like the health benefits of moving our bodies daily, right? There's the physical health benefits, but there's also the mental health benefits of it all. For me personally, I work from home. I spend a lot of time alone. So the gym also kind of functions as like a bit of a social activity for me, as weird as that sounds. Like when I go to the gym, best believe I spend a good 10 minutes up front talking to the people at the front desk. I'm chatting with some of the strangers. I'm chatting with some of the trainers. I'm chatting with other people that I know at the gym. And so even though, you know, I'm getting in a workout and being physical and I'm going there for that particular purpose, this also just serves as a really cool time for me to connect with other people and just have like human connection, human interaction throughout my day, especially if it's a day where I'm not going to a coffee shop to work or I don't have any meetings at work and I don't have any podcast recordings. Like if it's one of those days where I'm really not talking to a lot of people and not having a lot of like human interaction outside of maybe texting some friends and doing voice notes with some friends and maybe jumping on social media, then having that connection at the gym is really, really important and pivotal in my day. Also, obviously, like I said, the physical benefits of it all, right? So for me, training my body is really important. I love lifting weights. I can do an entire, I actually had a podcast episode planned to talk about this, like talking about what I do at the gym, what I do for like my fitness and wellness routine. This was like a requested episode, but I'm still trying to figure out the way I want to structure it. But I do like lifting weights. I also have been trying to incorporate more of the workout classes at my gym as well. So we have like a bunch of different classes, which I think are really fun. And I've been trying to push myself outside of my comfort zone and try a new class here and there. So the first thing that I want to keep doing is going to the gym and or moving my body and some way. If not every day, I would say most of the days of the week. So the second thing that I want to keep doing is calling my parents in the morning. So this is something that I pretty much do every day and it's kind of built into that routine of like me getting ready for the gym. So typically as I'm getting ready for the gym, I'll call my mom, I'll call my dad, we'll chat. It'll be like a quick chat. This morning in particular, I had to go get gas and girl, I hate getting gas. Like one thing about me, I don't like it. I do not like it. And I think it's just because like I always have to go inside and it just adds an extra bit of process to the entire thing. My bank is Discover. And so at the gas stations, every single time I try to use my debit card, baby, they like see cashier, problem detected. I'm like, baby, I got money though. So just take my money and give me my gas. But then I got to go inside. It's a whole thing. So anyways, long story short, I like to call my mom too when I'm at the gas station because it's just something about getting gas that for me, it gives like, let me look around and see who's here. Let me look around and make sure I'm safe type of thing. I don't know if anyone else feels like unease at the gas station like I do. But the other part of it too is like in the mornings here, especially around the time that I go to the gym, it's always dark. Like the sun is not coming up until what, like 7:30 or so. And I'm usually leaving for the gym around 7 on a good day. So going to the gas station before I go to the gym, it's always dark. So I like to call my mom. But anyways, calling my parents is something that I want to keep doing. I feel like because I live so far away and because I go home, I would say like maybe 1 to 3 times a year. Definitely, I wouldn't even say one, at least 2 to 3, maybe 2 to 4 times per year is how often I go home. And so I don't see my parents a lot. And having that daily interaction, even if it's just a 5-minute phone call, even if it's just something where I'm just checking in, like, you know, how is your day going? Or what are you doing today? Or my mom will often call me when she's on her way to work, or I'll call my dad in the morning when he's on his way to work. And it's just kind of like a quick check-in. I feel like, again, it's a bit of that like human social connection interaction. But also, if you don't know, you know, it's taken me time to get to this place where I have like a solid relationship with both of my parents. And so it's something that I'm very proud of. It's something that, you know, we've worked hard to get here. And because of that, I want to continue putting in that work to nurture that relationship, to grow that relationship, to continue getting to know my parents on a deeper level. Because even though those are the people that raised me, that I grew up with, you know, we're all adults here and we all are living kind of in our own personal worlds as main characters in our own world. So I like to just have conversations with them and ask them, like, you know, what are your goals and how are you feeling and how is life and what's bothering you? And obviously setting boundaries with my parents around what I am comfortable with them sharing with me and what I am comfortable sharing with them, but still just like really allowing us the space to open up and continue getting to know each other and nurturing that relationship. So that's something that I'm really proud of being a consistent part of my routine. And that's something that I definitely want to continue doing. And the last thing that I want to keep doing is listening to music or podcasts in the morning. So again, this kind of goes into the process of what I do, you know, typically after, either before or after calling my parents. It kind of depends on the day. Sometimes depending on if I wake up super early for a workout class, I might listen to music or podcast before and then call my mom or dad when I know that they're on their way to work, versus, you know, I won't call them if I know that it's still around the time when they're getting ready for their day and they're at home. But I love to listen to music or a podcast in the morning. I am that person. Y'all know it was that meme on Twitter where people were talking about, if you listen to trap music in the morning, it's giving red flag. Baby, red flag me all the way up, because one thing about me, I'm listening to some Dirk, I'm listening to some Polo G, I'ma definitely listen to some Lil Baby in the morning, okay? Because it's just something about a good trap music vibe to hype me up as I'm getting ready for the gym. It's like my pre-workout before my pre-workout, you feel me? So that is something I love to do. I've also been listening to a bit more of like EDM type vibe music in the morning. So I love like the remixes from popular songs where it's like the beat be dropping and it be doing the... That's the EDM sound, okay? That's what it sounded like to me when I tried to do it in my head. But I love that kind of vibe. Also, a podcast in the morning is one of my favorite things to do. So I will typically listen to a podcast based on my vibe. So I would say it gives anywhere from like 2 to 3 times per week I'll do a podcast, because most of the time I'm on my music vibe. I'm in that space where music is kind of what I want to listen to. But I will do a podcast, and depending on the energy of the day is going to be what the podcast I listen to is. I said that so weird. Oh my gosh, let's back it up. Depending on the energy of the day, it's gonna dictate. Okay, no. Oh my God. Mercury is no longer retrograde, and here I am. Hi. The energy of the day is going to dictate the type of podcast that I listen to, or the energy of the morning, rather. So sometimes it's a Joel Osteen. Sometimes it is a Kenzie Elizabeth. Sometimes it is a Gals on the Go. You know, it just kind of depends on the day, and I'm always like open to listening to new podcasts. Like the other day, Tolu put me on to, it was a specific episode of the Jay Shetty podcast where Alex Cooper was on, and she was like telling me I had to listen to that one because it was so good. So I don't typically listen to Jay Shetty's podcast, but I listened to the episode with Alex Cooper on, and that had me interested in listening to Call Her Daddy, I think. So that got me into like being curious about that. So that's one that I might explore in the upcoming day. So yeah, just it depends on the vibe, but you know, podcast or music, just kind of something to set my mood for my workout or set my mood for like whatever is going to happen in the next couple hours, whether I need to be hyped up, whether I'm kind of in more of like a calming, chill state, whether I'm in more of like a wanting to be inspired. And I will say, I typically tend to listen to Joel Osteen when I'm feeling a bit more down, or I'm feeling a bit more like I really want to be reminded that, you know, God is present in my life and that I'm taken care of and that I have that relationship that is always there. I will listen to Joel Osteen then. I don't particularly identify as religious, as y'all would know if you listen to the show On the Reg. If you're new here, don't really identify as religious, but then labels are labels. I do what I do and I do what works for me. I do what feels aligned. I switch it up all the time. And for me, that means sometimes tuning into a quote unquote religious podcast to, you know, to get that inspiration that I feel that I want in that moment. So yeah. So things that I want to stop doing. Let's get into that right now, okay? Number one is checking my work email in the morning. Ugh, y'all. I need to stop doing this. I know there's a lot of people that say that you don't want to grab your phone first thing in the morning. And I totally understand that. I feel like, you know, depending on what you're doing with your phone first thing in the morning, it can be a bit jarring, right? If you're jumping on social media and you're seeing something and it's putting you in a bad mood, or if you are, I don't know, doing anything on your phone where it's going to kind of like set you up in a space where you're just feeling kind of crappy for the next couple of hours. Like you want to kind of avoid that. And I feel like there are times where I will be stressed about my 9-to-5. And if I am nervous that there's something urgent that may be coming up, I will often, as soon as I wake up, literally my alarm goes off, I might go into my Gmail app and check my email. I also have a really bad habit of doing this when I'm really stressed about work. Like say I wake up around 3 a.m. to use the bathroom. I'll use the bathroom, I'll come back to bed and I'll check my work email like 3 a.m. I know it's really, really bad. And I recognize that. I'm self-aware enough to understand that that's not something I want to continue doing. And I also understand the repercussions for, you know, how that affects me in my life, especially when I do it around 3 a.m. and I'm struggling to go back to sleep because maybe I did see an email where, you know, something is urgent or something's happening and I'm like thinking about how I'm going to approach it when I wake up. And I'm like, this is not the time I want to be thinking about work when I'm trying to go back to sleep. So it really is one of those things where I know that my job is a high priority in my life. Obviously, I, you know, pay my bills with my 9-to-5 money. And that is how I'm able to afford my lifestyle. That's how I'm able to do a lot of things. But at the same time, there's a need to set better boundaries with work. I think I do a pretty good job in terms of not checking my work emails on the weekend for the most part, or not communicating with people on the weekend or past like super late hours. Like if it's, you know, 8 p.m. and I'm in bed, my Slack typically has like no notifications turned on. So I won't get a message from people if they do message me and tag me in something, unless they click like notify anyway. It's basically like a do not disturb for my work communication thing. I do check the emails, and sometimes it does have me starting off my day in a very frazzled manner, especially if I see something and I'm thinking about how I need to respond to a certain email. And then that sets my whole morning off for like a rocky start. Then I'm going to the gym and I'm thinking about emailing people. Then I'm at the gym and I can't even be present at my workout because I'm thinking about this and that and all the things happening. So not checking my work email is something that I want to do. Or I guess I should phrase it as things I want to stop doing. Number one, checking my work email first thing in the morning. Second thing I want to stop doing is going to Starbucks almost every morning, which in this economy, girl, why am I there? What is going on with me? I have this ridiculous addiction. Like it's, I swear to you, that's what it is. And I know I can recognize it. Again, I think self-awareness in all of this is step number one. I go to Starbucks because of one, obviously I like the drinks, right? And obviously I like the taste of, you know, all the stuff they use and everything like that. But I also think I really enjoy Starbucks for the social aspect as well. And this is so odd. And I think a big thing is that I, again, work from home. I spend a lot of time by myself. So when there are opportunities to like go out to a coffee shop or go to the gym or go to somewhere where I'm interacting with someone, as some of y'all may think this sounds kind of sad. I mean, I think it's whatever. But I think that I do really value the action of going to Starbucks sometimes for like the interaction, for being able to see, like, cause I go to the same two Starbucks every single time. So I know the people there. So it's kind of like going to see my people type of thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like almost like going to see my friends. They're like not really my friends, but you know what I mean? So I think that that is a big part of it. But I also recognize that one, it is a huge suck on money. Like the amount of money I spend on Starbucks, I have an espresso. There's absolutely no need. And then two, the amount of sugar I consume first thing in the morning is absolutely unnecessary because I'm not getting no black espresso. I'm not getting no cold brew with no damn milk. I'm getting some fucking sugary ass drinks. Like I'm getting stuff where it tastes damn good, but it probably ain't that good for you. And the fact that I do it so regularly and so consistently is not really, it's not a good look. It's not a good look, okay? So that is definitely something that I want to stop doing all the time. Now, I'm not saying that I'm never gonna go to Starbucks again, because like I'm never gonna deny myself the things that I really enjoy doing in this life, and that is one of them. I've created a new homemade mocha latte recipe that I'm in love with, but now we have this other issue of I'm still consuming a lot of sugar, but it's now through my at-home coffee, and so we're getting rid of the Starbucks issue or the Starbucks problem, but we're still having the sugar problem. So that's something I'm trying to figure out how to kind of work around there. So I don't want to go to Starbucks every single morning, but I also do not want to completely eliminate Starbucks from my lifestyle, from my diet, from what I do, because that for me is just simply like getting rid of something that brings me joy. And I don't think that it is so toxic or harmful in my life that it needs to be cut out completely. So I do need to figure out what that looks like, if that means setting specific number boundaries around like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, go once a week, or if that means just establishing first that it won't be every single day. It's not every single day right now. I feel like I'm exaggerating this a little bit, but it is quite a bit. And I do want to cut that down. One, again, because of the money being spent, and two, because of the amount of sugar I'm consuming. The third thing that I want to stop doing is starting work immediately after getting home from a workout. This has been something that I've been doing, I would say, for like the past month, because it's been so freaking crazy at work. So what will happen is I'll leave the house a little bit later than I want to, get to the gym later than I want to, start my workout later than I want to. And by the time I get home, it's like 9:30. And then obviously I have a ton of things to do. I might have podcast recordings that day. I might have meetings for work. Obviously you have to get my like actual work done, that I'll come home and instead of like taking a shower and getting ready for my day, a lot of times I'll come home and be so overstimulated and also overwhelmed by the amount of things that I need to do that I just go into my office immediately and I have my Starbucks in hand and I set it down and I'm just here at my computer just working. And I feel like it makes me feel as if I don't have time to really take for that self-care of like taking a shower after the gym, of like allowing myself the time and the slowness of getting ready. I think I do a really good job of slowing down in the morning, allowing my morning routine before the gym to have a really nice flow to it, to make sure that I'm doing everything that I want to do, to make sure that I am nurturing myself in a slow way and not feeling super rushed and overwhelmed. But the minute that I get home from the gym, it's like, oh my God, go, go, go. And I'm in the office and I'm working and I'm doing all this stuff. And all of a sudden it's 3:00. I haven't had enough water. I've only had a coffee. I'm disgusting because I haven't showered. And it's just like, I don't feel good about that. So I have been, you know, making sure that I am getting up even earlier now, because I think that the problem is that when my alarm goes off, I don't immediately get up. Sometimes I kind of sit there in bed for like 5 minutes or so, stretch a little bit before getting up. So what I've started to do is like set my alarm a little earlier so that I get up earlier and then I'm at the gym earlier. I've started to set out my clothes the night before so that I'm not rifling through and trying to figure out what outfit I'm wearing for the gym in the morning. I've started to figure out what workouts I'm doing the next day, or outlining my workouts so that I know exactly what I'm going in to do and I'm being intentional and there's not too many extra minutes wasted with me just bumbling around trying to figure things out. Because the more that I do that, again, that takes away from time in my my workday, and then I come home, I'm overwhelmed, I'm exhausted already just from the sheer thought of what I have to do. And then I feel like I don't have enough time to truly take care of myself by going to take a shower. And I don't like that. I really don't like that. It's not something that I want to keep doing. And I don't think that, you know, I need to keep doing that at all. I think it's absolutely possible for me to find the time and make the time to shower, to do my skincare and do all of that stuff if I actually jump into work. So my loves, I want to get into the things that I want to start doing or want to start doing consistently now. And this is the third and final bucket. So these are basically things that I'm going to be adding on to my morning routine in order for me to really optimize my morning routine and make it the best that it can be for myself personally. So the first thing I want to start doing is drinking a glass of water before or after my pre-workout. Now, again, I talked about this in the fall morning routine, and I also talked about this and some other thing, I don't know. But I take pre-workout in the morning before I go to the gym. Pre-workout is something that I genuinely like as, you know, a part of my workout routine. I know some people don't like pre-workouts because they make them feel a little bit weird. I do admit my pre-workout makes me feel itchy. It's the beta alanine in it, but I actually like that feeling because it makes me, or at least I think it makes me work a little harder. It makes me lift a little heavier to get rid of the itch. But that being said, pre-workout has sugars. Pre-workout is basically like juice, kind of juice, caffeine, caffeinated juice, if you will. So having that, you know, as the first and only thing in the morning before I go work out is probably not the best thing for me. I'm not one of those people that likes to eat before I work out. I actually prefer fasted workouts. I tend to get a little bit nauseous if I eat something before I work out. So I just, again, prefer a fasted workout. However, I do think that it is important that I start to incorporate some water in the morning around my pre-workout. And please don't be alarmed if you're listening to this. I honestly struggle with water consumption. I think a lot of us do. It is so easy when you're going about your day and doing all the things and you're drinking coffee and maybe you're drinking juices and, you know, whatever else, to forget to actually drink water itself. And that is something that I am consistently and constantly struggling with. And I really want to prioritize incorporating more water into my diet. And I think that habit stacking in this way, so AKA, you know, taking a habit that I already have, which is drinking that pre-workout in the morning, and habit stacking around that, which is just adding that glass of water before or after, is going to be super helpful to help me consume more water. And if you want to learn more about habits and building habits and habit stacking, I do have an episode about habits where I talk about some of the things I learned from the book Atomic Habits. So I forget the name of that episode, but it is on the show if you want to go back and listen to that. So the second thing I want to start doing consistently is taking my Magic Mind in the morning. So if you are not familiar with Magic Mind is the world's first productivity drink, and it's perfect for people like myself. So entrepreneurs, writers, content creators, anyone that could benefit from focused work during their day without the wired feeling of caffeine. I know I mentioned caffeine a few times in this episode, but I tend to prefer decaf coffee actually. And I love Magic Mind because it does have caffeine in it, but it doesn't leave me feeling like jittery or wired, or there's not that weird crash after. So when it comes to content creation, everything that I'm doing in my day, and just needing to be focused, Magic Mind truly is a game changer. Before I started taking Magic Mind, I noticed that I was like struggling with the focus part. So I would have a bunch of things that I need to get done, and I would be like, okay, what do I do first? Where do I go with this? Even with my time blocking and my list, it was just really hard for me to stay on task. Versus after I started taking Magic Mind, I would notice that I was able to focus in on whatever I was doing and really put my time and energy into that thing, making me work much more efficiently. Now, the thing with this is you need to take it consistently, or at least I want to take it consistently, because I notice really good results when I do take it consistently. But you know how life goes. Sometimes you're taking something or doing something consistently, even if you notice good results, you might fall off and then you are like, oh my God, why did I fall off from that thing that like changed my life? So this is how I'm feeling about Magic Mind. And I really, really, really want to incorporate this into my morning every single day, because I've noticed such a drastic difference between my focus and productivity when I do take it consistently. So I'm super excited because I do have a code for y'all for Magic Mind if you are interested in trying it, which I highly recommend that you do. So to get 20% off a one-time purchase of Magic Mind or 56% off your subscription, go to magicmind.co/manifestdaily. That's magicmind.co/manifestdaily, and use the code manifestdaily at checkout. Again, to get 20% 20% off a one-time purchase of Magic Mind or 56% off a subscription, go to magicmind.co/manifestdaily and enter the code manifestdaily at checkout. Magic Mind has literally become such a staple in my routine, and I know it's going to be one in y'all's too. So go ahead and check out Magic Mind. Everything will be linked down below. And yeah, that is definitely something that I want to make sure that I am incorporating consistently in my routine moving forward. Now, the third thing that I want to do consistently in my morning routine is taking my vitamins. Kind of similar to Magic Mind, it's one of those things where I notice a difference when I actually do take my vitamins consistently, but somehow I will go like a really good amount of time doing it consistently and then I fall off. So it's like, oh, I'm doing this consistently for like a week or two or whatever, and then I fall off. And it's like, why did I fall off, you know? So I really want to focus on taking my vitamins consistently. I do have a couple different ones that I have tried out that I really like, but that is something that I'm going to be figuring out, you know, which ones I am going to take consistently and then incorporating that into my routine, because I do notice that I have a complete like different change in how I feel and how I operate when I'm making sure that my body is fueled with the vitamins and supplements that it truly needs. The third thing I want to do is very specific. And if you know, you know, okay, it is going to be eating 3 prunes every single morning. Now, let me explain this, okay? Because I love prunes. I'm not a huge fruit person, which I feel like whenever I say that, people are so shocked and so like almost like disgusted with me that I don't like sharing it. It's one of those things where I low-key keep it to myself because I feel like it inspires a little bit of shame, but I don't really like a ton of fruits. There are a couple that I really like. Prunes, which I'm, you know, they're dried plums. Like prunes are one of my favorites, and prunes are also really good because hello, the fiber, it helps, you know, things to move smoothly down there. And sometimes I don't think I consume enough fiber, as with like, you know, I'm sure a bunch of other supplements and vitamins that I need in my lifestyle and diet. So I really want to focus on having prunes every single day consistently. And this is going to be in the morning before I even start my day or do anything else, just to make sure that I'm getting that fiber in. Prunes also have sugar in them too, so I just wanted to be conscious of the amount of sugar that I'm putting into my body, again, with the coffee drinks, with the pre-workout, and with the prunes. It just sounds kind of like extra, but I really am hyper aware of the fact that I eat a lot of sugar. Diabetes runs in my family. So this is something that I am consistently trying to figure out. How do I, you know, cut down on sugar while still allowing myself to live the lifestyle that I want, to eat the things I want? Because one thing about me, baby, I'm finna go get some ice cream. So I'm trying to figure that out. But 3 prunes seems like a really good amount for me to have in the morning without it being like, you know, a jarring thing. Again, I don't want to eat a lot in the morning before I work out. I get nauseous, and I think 3 prunes is the perfect amount. So the fourth thing, I think this is number 4. No, this is number 5. So the fifth thing that I want to do in the morning, or want to start doing in the morning consistently, is taking my hair vitamins. So this kind of goes along with just taking my vitamins, but I am trying to grow my hair back out, and I do want to start taking vitamins for my hair more consistently. My only thing with that is sometimes when I take hair vitamins that have biotin in them, I notice that I do break out a little bit. I tend to not be acne prone, but I will notice that when I do take biotin vitamins, I do get a little bit more acne prone. Now, obviously, well, maybe it's not obvious, but the thing that's supposed to help with that is drinking more water. So here we go with, you know, introducing the goal of drinking more water into my life, because when you're taking biotin or hair vitamins, like, you're going to want to drink a lot of water, just because that can make you, those things can make you break out a little bit more. Now, the next thing I want to start doing consistently in the morning is taking a lemon ginger shot. I debated putting this on the list because, one, y'all know I don't bought this damn ninja juicer, and I barely use that damn juicer. The ninja juicer is amazing. Do not get me wrong. The juicer is an amazing product. Amazing. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. However, it sits in my pantry, and I'm one of those people where if it's not out and on my counter, I low-key be forgetting I have it. So half the time I forget I got a blender. Half the time I forget about that juicer. Girl, half the time I forget about some of them pots and pans that I got because they in the pantry. So what I really want to do is take the lemon ginger shot. Like, if you have ever been to Whole Foods and seen the prices on the lemon ginger shots, $3.99, but for what? $3.99 for some lemon juice? Absolutely not. When I could get like, what, I don't know how many lemons, but girl, I could get me a bunch of lemons for $3.99. So I really want to start doing the lemon ginger shot in the morning. Tongue twister, but not really. Lemon ginger shot in the morning. However, we're facing this issue here where I don't like using the juicer sometimes because the cleanup is annoying. Like, that's the thing, because there's like pulp involved and I gotta like scrub this thing, and it's not that bad, but I think I just have to like really commit myself to it. There are times where I do make my lemon ginger shots in bulk, so I'll make a couple at a time, and I think that my solution is gonna be doing that. So almost like meal prepping or like juice prepping my shots and making maybe a couple at a time. I did this in a video before. I think I have it on my Instagram and on TikTok, which I'm literally never on anymore, but the video is there if y'all want to see it. But I think that might be my solution for that. I do like lemon ginger shots. I feel like they're good. They're supposed to be good for you. I mean, I personally just like the feeling of consuming the lemon ginger shot. It's like a kick in my pants, a kick in my butt. This would be something that I would do most likely after the gym before I eat, because I do notice that if I take these on an empty stomach and I don't eat for a minute, I get nauseous. I get nauseous with like everything, but here we are. So that is something that I want to start doing. And again, it's going to require a bit more like prep on my end, but it is something that I want to commit myself to. The final one that I have on here, I'm going to say this, but I do have one more that I thought of as I was recording this episode that will add to my list. But the next one that I have on here is consuming protein with each first meal. Now, this can be through a protein shake, but it can also be through tuna or something else. I really want to get better at my protein consumption. I lift, obviously, and you know, I have goals around, oops, so sorry about that. I have a meeting in like 10 minutes. So sorry. But I have goals around my muscle growth and I have goals around my fitness. And one of the big things that I've noticed with myself is that I don't eat well for the way that I train. I often want to push my body. For me, it's kind of like a practice of discipline. It's one of those things that I enjoy doing. So I enjoy, you know, trying new workouts or going up in weight or going up in reps, things like that. But I don't fuel my body properly. I don't think I eat enough, and not that I'm trying to not eat enough, but I think that there are days where I eat a lot of stuff, but it might not be as substantive as it needs to be. So there really needs to be this focus on my diet. And I think what happens with me is that I focus so much on the working out because I truly enjoy that piece. And I'm busy throughout the day with work that eating and drinking water kind of falls to the wayside. So then I'm getting takeout and then I'm, you know, having empty meals, or I'm having a lot of snacks and ice cream, or I'm consuming a lot of sugary drinks. I'm doing these things not because I don't understand the power and the importance of fueling your body properly, but because I simply haven't, you know, created a schedule or created a routine that supports me being able to take care of my body and fuel my body in the way that it deserves to be fueled. And starting with the first meal that I consume in the day, the first meal I consume to start my day, I want to make sure that that has protein in it. And I've been doing this recently, and I've been really making sure that I'm conscious about that. So one, you know, yeah, it's great to have like a bagel and cream cheese, but like, how can we add some protein to that? Maybe I'll add like a pack of tuna. And I won't even lie to you, it's been a pack of tuna most of the days. And I'm genuinely now kind of afraid of getting mercury poisoning because I've been eating a lot of tuna. Like, I kid you not, like at least 2 to 3 packs of tuna per day. I don't think that's safe. So I'm going to figure out some other things to start adding into the morning. So I did pick up some protein oatmeal the other day, some protein cereal, so I could like make oatmeal and things like that. But just really being conscious of asking myself, like, this meal right now, how can I add protein to it? Yeah, I can have the bagel and cream cheese, but is there something I can add that's either going to be protein, and maybe I can even add in a vegetable to that, or add in a piece of fruit that I actually do like, or something like that. So really just, again, almost like kind of like the habit stacking, taking the things that I usually do anyways and figuring out how can I add to that to make it better for me. So that's one thing, or that's the last thing that I really, really, really want to focus on. And to take this a step further, you know, it is me focusing on trying to get protein in with at least 2 meals per day, if not every single meal. Again, if this seems like a very small thing to you, you have to also understand that I'm starting from a place where I am trying to make small changes in my life that are going to be lifestyle changes. I think a lot of times where you want to have a result, it's easy to say, I'm going to just change everything overnight, night and day. Tomorrow, I'm throwing out all the bad food. Tomorrow, I'm not eating any sugar. Tomorrow, I'm doing this, this, and this. But I've always found that for me, especially when it comes to food, because food is such a part of my life that I genuinely do enjoy, it really means making little decisions that allow me to still enjoy the things that I eat, that allow me to still have fun with my food and not feel restricted, but also making things better for myself somehow. So this is the way that I am approaching that. And the last thing I want to start doing consistently that I didn't mention necessarily, actually, You know what? This is not even like a morning routine thing, but it is drinking water throughout the day. So I mentioned this for the morning routine part of like drinking a glass of water before or after my pre-workout. But I also want to make sure that throughout the day I'm drinking water. Like I said, I have a tendency of sitting down at my desk, getting so caught up in work, you know, back-to-back meetings, back-to-back things happening, that the minute I look up, it's 5 o'clock, I haven't had lunch and I haven't had water. And that is that's been happening a lot more lately. And that is something that I do not like. And I do not want that to continue. I want to make sure that I'm prioritizing breaks. And I want to make sure that I'm prioritizing consuming water and having more water in my day. And also having more meals, making sure that I pause and say, let me have lunch. I'm hungry right now. Let's check in with self. But again, it's usually so go, go, go. And so much happening that I don't ever have that moment to check in with myself and see what it is that I need and see what it is that, you know, I need to fuel my body with. So that is something that I want to be more conscious of throughout the day. Again, it goes beyond the morning and beyond the morning routine at this point. We're into my day now. But I do think that is such a huge part of what I want to start incorporating that I just want to call it out here. So I really hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I really hope you enjoyed me doing an audit of my morning routine and kind of like figuring out what needs to go on, what needs to be stopped, and what needs to be added in. This is something that was a very eye-opening exercise for me, and I feel really excited about the things that I put down on this list. I feel really excited about the goals that I have for my morning moving forward. And I know that not every morning will be perfect. I will not do all of these things every single morning. That's just how life is. You make plans, God laughs. That's how it goes. But I think the biggest thing is committing to at least trying to make sure it happens most of the days, if not all. And that is something that will require discipline and commitment on my end. But I feel ready to make that step into deciding and committing and choosing to, again, continue to optimize my day and continue to optimize my body, my mental health, my physical health, all the things. So I want to thank you so, so much for being here, my loves. Thank you for listening to this episode, joining me. Thank you again to Magic Mind for sponsoring today's episode. And I will chat with you in the very next one, my loves. Have a beautiful rest of your day. And I hope this has inspired you to do something a little different with your morning routine or to add in something that is going to be incredibly beneficial to your morning routine moving forward. Have a beautiful rest of your day, my love. And I will chat with you soon. Bye. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love this show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.